Hello, BTN News listeners. As many of you know, the news show is entirely made possible by donations from listeners like you. The news show is not sponsored in any way. And because of this, the only way how the news show can continue is through your contributions. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Happy Tuesday, BTN News listeners. Reporting to you from Enhanced Quarantine, a.k.a. Lockdown here in Manila, Philippines. Yeah, it's me, Kyle Swagger. Welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. It is the 17th of March, 2020. We got the best technology news that's been happening over the past couple of days. Sorry, we didn't have an episode yesterday. Yeah, things got a little crazy around here. But we'll get you caught up now in about 5 minutes. We're going to start off with COVID-19 news. It's just pretty much the world we're living in now. Those of you wanting to go to an Apple store pretty much anywhere out of China, you're out of luck. In case you haven't heard already, Apple will be closing all of its stores outside of China until March 27th. This was in a statement from Mr. Tim Cook that was actually posted on the company's website. Now, those employees of those stores, the company said they would be committed to paying all of its hourly workers as if the stores were still remained open. They also said it would expand its leave policies to accommodate personal or family health care circumstances. Circumstances, including the illness itself, caring for someone infected, or child care challenges due to school closures. As far as the consumers out there and what you need to know if you need something done with your Apple devices, well, you can always refer to customer support that is available still online. Staying with Apple news and non-COVID-19 news, a 5.5-inch iPhone. How's that sound to you? Well, if you're an entry-level kind of person, well, it might be the phone for you. And apparently, Apple's working on one. Actually, this rumor's been going around for quite a while now. At first, it was supposed to be a new 4.7-inch LCD phone that was going to reuse the iPhone 8 design. Well, now it looks like it's going to be a plus version and have that 5.5-inch screen size. But as you probably guessed, yes, we'll use the iPhone 8 Plus design instead. Yes, two entry-level phones, being the 4.7-inch and the 5.5-inch, with the pricing for the 4.7-inch for around $399, and if you want to go a little bit bigger, add $100 for 5.5. This info is coming from our main man, Ming, yep, over there in China, and according to him, we should have more info by the end of this month. Then again, with the way the world's looking right now, that might get pushed back just like everything else has. Speaking of pushed back or closing shop, our sports, yep, pretty much gone. And if you were still hopeful that esports would be on the map, nope, it's gone too, at least from EA. Yes, the folks over at Electronic Arts are suspending all of its live esports events. That is until the global situation improves with the virus we currently have, yes, COVID-19. This means the Global Series, the EA Sports FIFA 20 Global Series, and Madden NFL 20 Championship Series matches, yep, they're all canceled. It even covers all third-party events, too, that are under license from EA. And finally, electric scooters are actually a little bit closer to being legitimately on British roads. The government right now is actually investigating on how to best legalize them. This actually harks back to January, when an actual document actually leaked out in an attempt to work out the rules that should be placed on scooter riders and manufacturers to make sure they're safe on UK roads. And due to the increasing popularity, as I'm sure you've probably seen, in actual fact, they are still illegal to actually use in the UK on the roads because of the country's pre-existing laws, which actually categorizes electric scooters as motor vehicles, but because scooters can't pass the same safety and legal regulations as cars, they're illegal to use on the roads. In the meantime, until they get all of these things worked out for people. If you're trying to chance it and use your electric scooter on the roads in the UK, you'll be facing a 300-pound fine, plus 6 points on your driver's license. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, well, we would love to hear from you. Send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our website, conveniently located at britishtechnetwork.com. Of course, that is where you find this show, the Max Show, the Big Show, the Photo Show, and so much more. It's also where you can support the news show. Yes, we need your donations to keep this show going, ladies and gentlemen. Without you, it won't exist. So if you enjoy the news show day in and day out, please consider donating. You can do that by simply going to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Find us on Twitter, too, at British Tech, but definitely come by our community over at our Slack room. We'd love for you to be joining in the conversation, so do it now at britishtech.slack.com. The news show. Yes, indeed. We'll be back at your way for your Wednesday installment tomorrow. I know we don't normally do that, but we didn't have a Monday show for you. So I figured it's only right to have a Wednesday edition for you. We'll be getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, hope you have a fantastic Tuesday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.